Good Saturday morning. Welcome to another edition of the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Conservation Show. I'm Kyle Lenzner. With me today, we got Dan Sternhagen out of Hamlin County office. How's it going today, Dan?
Good. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So you want to start off the day with your listener of the week?
Yeah. Last time I was on here was a big hit in town, so I got quite a few listener of the weeks to put out there, but I only do one per show. So listener of the week this week's going to be is Ken Hansen down there out of the Esteline area. Ken's an avid fisherman out there. Also owns and operates that Dakota Ringneck lodge over there. So yeah, well, thanks for listening, Ken, and enjoy your day.
Okay. While we got you on there, is there any fishing or anything taking place down that way?
Yeah, the fishing's actually been kind of all over the board for success right now, Kyle. You know, guys are out there fishing the culverts, the open water, the streams, Stone Bridge. Getting as close to that open water or in the water with waders. Guys are doing fairly decent out there. Still have a few ice fishermen out there that, you know, they're getting kind of to the point of I don't recommend going out there with the way the ice conditions are. There's definitely areas where there's enough ice to support a person, but for as close as they're getting to that open water, I mean, use all caution as possible. I mean, this type of time of the year, guys need to be real cautious. Take your spud bars out and kind of check that ice as you come out, and then check it as you're coming off too. I mean, ice conditions throughout the day are going to change dramatically. So what seems safe coming out in the morning could be unsafe coming back in the afternoon. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know in the middle of this week here, I talked to a few guys that went out, and it sounds like the ice was still pretty decent in the middle of the week when the temperatures were cooler, but even a couple days later, it sounded like after the sun was beating on it all day and then we didn't get below freezing at night, it sounds like it started eating away at the ice pretty quickly. So, and that was already a couple days ago, so I'm guessing it's starting to get pretty soft out there. And the ice sounds like it's about 20 inches thick yet, but it sounds like it's pretty soft. So don't take much once that water gets on top. I know we talked about it quite a bit last week, so... but yeah, once that water gets on top, it starts eating away from both sides of it, and it don't take very long for it to go away, and especially once you start getting those open pockets like you got out on Ponset there, that'll really eat away at that ice quickly. And
yeah, it's going to be interesting really to see what this weather does this next week. I know we're predicting right around that 60 degree mark for 2 or 3 days, so that's going to really eat into that ice. So use all the caution you can.
Especially if we get a little bit of wind mix in there. So, yeah, our best advice would be if you want to go fishing, I know there's quite a few places or a few options at least down there to get the long rod out and go down there and do some casting and stuff for walleyes. But for ice fishing, our recommendation would be to just stay off, give it a few days, and you'll have plenty of places to go and do some long rod fishing, especially with the temperatures that they're talking. So,
are you seeing any open water up in your neck of the woods, Kyle?
Not much. It's starting to open up, especially in those areas where water's running down and where that snow melted, and now all that water's starting to run out onto the ice, and it's starting to eat through in those areas. And especially here this weekend, they're talking 50s to 60s, and then like you said, this next coming week here, they're talking 50s and 60s. So with those temperatures and not getting below freezing at night, I'm assuming there's going to be quite a few open places around Watertown here. I know Lake Compesca there, that's right by Lonkers. There's some open water there. Guys have been trying it. Don't sound like a lot of success at this point. It's getting that time of year, though, so I would suspect here in the next few weeks with that open water, guys are going to start catching some fish. I know the guys that I had talked to that were ice fishing, the fish that the walleyes they were catching, they were starting to milk, so the fish are ready to go. So as soon as they get that warmer water and starts opening up, I think guys are going to have some success. So just need to get some open water there for them to do it. Over in Clark County, not a lot of fishing going on over there as well. Just with the way the ice conditions have been, not a lot of guys are wanting to venture out there and take the risk of busting through. So I didn't really see too much open water over that way. I was over there here a couple days ago, and the only place I really seen any amount of open water would have been on Reed Lake there, and that was just right where you first go by the boat access there. So it wasn't a lot of open water, but there's a little patch right there, and that was about all I seen over in that neck of the woods for open water. But like I said, that again was a couple days ago, so I'm sure all those places have grown since. So, but yep, it sounds like the walleye, they're biting underneath the ice there. It's just we need that ice to get out of there so you can get at them with the long rods. So how's the goose hunting down your way, the snow goose season?
Goose season's really been all over the place for us this year. I think these birds are as confused as it can get. You know, one day I'll have a few birds in that S-line area, Bryant area, Hazel area, and then that snow comes in and they want to go back south. So I haven't seen a ton of birds lately in probably the past 2 weeks. So I would say they've either have moved west or moved north out of Hamlin County. So, and you know, goose hunting's pretty much, I would say, pretty much done over in the Hamlin County area. Definitely starting to see lots of ducks show up. That's been kind of nice to see. You know, these ducks are all in their spring colors, so it's kind of neat. If you're a bird person, get out with some binoculars and you can see quite a few species out there, which is pretty neat. So how about in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, I know. Right before that storm, that storm kind of split the migration right in half. There was quite a few that had pushed through already. A lot of those adults had pushed through and were on the north side of that storm, so they kind of just toughed it out on the north side up there where they didn't really get too much snow. And I know there were some in our area that flew back south again. And so it'll be interesting to see how many start coming up. But I know there are still birds down south that need to push through to the north, so hopefully now we'll get some of them those juvenile birds starting to move into the area, which is the ones that the guys are looking for. Those are usually the ones where it's the best success. So, but it does, like you mentioned, it seems like the last few years, it seems like that migration. I know when I first moved here, and it's been a while, 2011, it seemed like the migration was this Watertown area to that Clark, Clark Doland area. And now it seems like it goes from about Henry over to anywhere by Redfield, even further west. So, it seems like here the last few years that migration's just been pushing further and further west, and those birds seem like they're going through that Redfield area more than they are this area. So I even talked, we had a meeting with here a few weeks ago, and I was talking with some of the COs from out by the river out there, and they said they even had some out by them this year.
Oh, wow.
That were using the goose pits, and they said they haven't seen very many. They said every once in a while they have some come through out there, but they said they actually had some decent flocks that were using even that waterfall access area out there. So they're starting to move that westerly or that westward direction there, and it'll be interesting to see if it ever changes, but it's just up here we've been having the snow and the lakes have been so froze over. I think that's kind of what's making up their mind about going through to the west over there. And but yeah, as of right now, hopefully a few more birds will move into the area. Haven't really seen much for snow geese in the Clark or Cottington County area. I know last week right before the storm there was a some pretty good numbers in that, right from that Henry area over to Clark and down into the Carpenter area. But then as soon as that storm hit, that kind of pushed them back south. So I don't know if they're going to go west more or if they're going to come back through. So other than that, the only other season we got open for hunting-wise is for the turkey season. I know you have a few down in Hamlin there. It's not a real big turkey hunting area, but I know you got a few down there. And
Right now, you know, we only issue out 10 tags for Hamlin County, so I mean it's not a huge population, but still an opportunity to get out and take and harvest a few birds. You know, there's definitely plenty of birds out there. Haven't seen a lot of action. I know a lot of the snow covers probably, the few tags that we have out there, a lot of the snow cover is probably holding people back from getting out and chasing those birds. But with the nice weather this weekend that we have, I'm expecting to see a few guys out. So,
yep, and yeah, it just didn't feel like turkey hunting season last weekend when you're going out into a foot of snow to hunt, or even down in that area even more. So Yeah, I just didn't really feel like turkey season until here lately. This week here should be a good week to get out there. The breeding season should be getting into full swing here now that the temperatures are starting to warm up. I know I was out yesterday driving around that eastern portion of Coddington County there, like South Shore to the south and into Waverly, and it seemed like there were quite a few turkeys out and about, so I think it'll be starting to get a little better here in the next week or so if we, as long as those temperatures cooperate and we get up into the 50s to 60s and then in the morning have that 35-40, it should be in full swing and guys should have a little more success. I have seen a few guys out trying it, but like you said, it just makes things difficult. The birds don't really want to cooperate when it's that cold out and they're just more hunkered down trying to find some shelter from the wind and the snow. So hopefully now it'll pick up a little bit. Also back, just another reminder back to the waterfall. If you guys are wondering where the migration's moving through or where the highest concentrations of birds are, a good place to look is if you go to our waterfall opportunity map online. That'll show, it's a thunderstorm map, and it overlays where the largest concentrations of birds are. So if you're interested in finding out where those concentrations of birds are, go to that map, and that's updated here quite often. So if you're interested, go to our website, find that map, and it should give you a good at least starting point. Also, I know we mentioned last week, elk applications are now available online. Those, you got about a month here yet to get those in. May 18th is when they're going to be due, so just make sure that you get those. If you're interested in the elk application, to get that in and either do it online or our office and the other regional offices in the area should be receiving them here by the end of April. So here in the next week or week and a half, we should be seeing those paper applications showing up at the office and the license agent. So just a reminder that those are coming up here pretty quickly, so don't want to miss out on those. Also, Hunt Safe classes. I know those, we have a few coming up here. They're all online there, so if you want to apply, you just go to our website and click on that Outdoor Learning tab, and then you go to the Hunter Education, and there'll be a list of the classes that are available. I know, Dan, you got one coming up here pretty shortly.
Yeah, May 18th and May 19th are the dates for the Hamlin County Hunt Safe program. There's not a lot of kids signed up, so there's still plenty of room. Get signed up. Usually my spring class is usually the biggest class versus the fall class. So if you guys got kids that are of that age, 12 to 15, that want to take that Hunt Safe class, and get signed up sooner than later, because the spring class will fill up pretty quick once I get the advertisement going in the newspapers, which we're still a few weeks out from that. But once that gets going, it's going to fill up pretty quick. So,
yep, and that is an actual classroom event there where you would have to attend all the days of the class and participate in all the activities that are involved with that. The Watertown ones, just a reminder, those are all online classes this year. So the days that are listed there, those are just the field days. So what would need to happen is you would sign up online, you would go in and you would take the online portion of the class. That one there, once you take the online portion at the end of it, there would be a test to take. Once you take the test, as long as you pass it, it'll give you a certificate. You'd print that certificate off, and you would bring that with you to that field day. But that online portion needs to be completed before you come to the field day that you have signed up for. So I know we've had a few questions on that here the last few weeks. So just wanted to make sure that's understood so you don't show up that day and don't have that completed yet. So. But those are online, so if you're interested in those courses, make sure you get on there and see what courses are available and which ones will work for you. Also coming up, we have a Earth Day program out at Pelican Lake here this afternoon. It's going to be at 2 o'clock p.m. at the Pelican Lake picnic shelter there. At that program, they're going to be doing dirt cups, seed bombs, bird feeders, critter crates. So there's quite a bit of activities that are going to be out there this afternoon. So I know it looks like it's going to be a nice afternoon to be outside. So come on out to the park there. I know they'd be happy to see you out there and get outside and enjoy the weather while we finally got it here. So
yeah,
other than that, I think that should do her. You got anything else, Dan, for us?
I'll put in a plug. The Hamlin County Sportsman's Club is going to be holding a smelt feed, their annual smelt feed, the first weekend of May. I think, what is that, May 5th and 6th, I think are the dates for that.
Okay.
Yep, May 5th and 6th at the Hamlin County Sportsman's Club, which is the north side of Lake Ponset, right next to Stone Bridge there. So for people that usually come, you're going to start to see the signs get put up. I think next week we're going to start putting some advertisement in the papers as well for the exact time. So, yeah, if you're interested in coming out and supporting the club, it's an all-you-can-eat smelt feed. So.
Okay, sounds good. Well, with that, thank you for listening, and we hope to see you out there.